Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by Stream8.com, the global leader in live streaming with the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours. Stream8 creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on Stream8.com. The question is, as always, are you ready? I am so excited for today's episode, and let me tell you why. Actually, Skin, why don't you tell us?
Because it's a year you actually remember?
Well, yes, I was alive. This is the year I graduated high school. We are doing the top 10 nude scenes of when Andrea Lowell was officially 18 years old.
Oh my, can you imagine 18-year-old Andrea Lowell and what that meant to the community?
Dude, yeah, the community was blown away. We'll put it down. I was shamed by the community.
Oh my God. Now, did you have a curfew at 18 years old?
Oh, I wasn't allowed out of the house in high school.
Well, I know you got out. How did you make it happen?
Well, yeah. So I had a very strict upbringing. And then when I went to college at the beginning of, or at the end of 2001, that's what it was, off and pop.
Oh my God.
I mean, life changing. Yeah. It was
tiger
crazy.
Out of the cage.
Yes. It's like that, those, Breaking Amish shows where like you have no idea what the real world's like. And then you go out and you just become like a drunken weirdo.
Yeah. You went out and churned other people's butter. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was such an excellent churner.
Oh,
let me
God.
Just tell you.
I can imagine. Well, it's so the thought being by your parents is, let's run a strict household, keep her under wraps, and then let her go to college and have no control over her. That sounds like a plan.
You know, they just didn't know. They thought they did such a good job at oppression that I would just be so, I don't know, kind of good
and pure and wholesome
that the world wouldn't affect me because I was so, you know, grounded in morality.
Oh, my God.
No, fail.
Yeah, my God. I can't even imagine. I need pictures. I need pictures,
dude,
of 18 and 19-year-old Andrea.
I got pictures. And you know what? At that time in my life, I was modeling. You know, I was modeling since I was 12 years old. So I definitely have some excellent pictures of me at like 18, 19. And then, you know, when I turned 19, that's when I did my first Playboy shoot. So it was a quick turnaround
from Amish, from Amish girl, from Amish girl to Playboy model. No,
oh,
well, good
God.
For you. Well, anyway, so this is a big one because
this
today we're
going to
do the top 10 nude scenes of Andrea's senior year of high school. And I don't know if
I
you know this,
it.
Some facts from 2001.
Give it to me.
Average income, which still to me sounds low, but you know, it was 17 years ago or so, is average medium income $42,000. Average cost of a new house $137,000 in 2001.
Yeah, that's crazy.
If you
that's
wanted
crazy.
To buy a new car, average cost $26,000, which sounds okay.
Sounds right.
Yeah, gallon of gas $1.46.
What?
Of course, the big news event of that year was, of course, 9/11, 2001.
Oh, yeah.
We, you know, everyone knows where they were when that happened. And George Bush.
I was babysitting.
Were you really?
Yeah. I was babysitting. Yep.
Wow. Well, that was George Bush was sworn in as president. Okay, here's interesting. This is this. I was looking at this and it made me think about something. So, listen to the top movies from 2001. Top movies, biggest earning movies of 2001: Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Oh yes.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh
Fellowship,
yes.
Fellowship of the Ring. Shrek. Monsters Inc. Rush Hour 2. You could see very clearly here that the box office list, just from this, this is how nudity no longer sold a lot of movie tickets like it did in the 70s and 80s. You could see the change here. It's just, it used to be movies like Basic Instinct, you know, yes, would be the big box office winners, and that was changing, and it's still true to this day. So it's pretty wild. The highest grossing movie to contain nudity that year was American Pie 2. Mm. So, and that wasn't even near any of these movies here, but yeah, it was different. So some songs from 2001, these would be at your graduation parties. Falling by Alicia Keys, All for You by Janet Jackson, Drops of Jupiter by Train, you know all those songs.
Dude, I bought that stupid Janet Jackson album.
Yeah, right. No, I remember Shaggy, Backstreet Boys, Limp Bizkit, Linkin Park were all big in 2001.
God.
Here's the shows that were huge. Friends, CSI, because Seinfeld was done by then. Everybody Loves Raymond, Law and Order. And those were the big shows. CSI, Everybody Loves Raymond, Law and Order. And the way things are now, well, I'll probably see all these back as a reboot in the next couple of years. So anyway, that was 2001 when Andrea was a senior in high school. But Andrea, I'm wondering if you remember any of these movies I'm going to talk about and the nude scene. So let me start with my number 10 nude scene of 2001. And actually, for total nudity, this probably should be higher, but Serena Vincent at the time was not a big star. But it's Serena Vincent in Not Another Teen Movie, which
Hold the phone. Who the hell is Serena Vincent?
Well, I will get to that.
Like this.
I know. I will get to that. And Not Another Teen Movie, it's a parody of like all teen movies, ranging from the old Frankie and Annette Funicello Beach Party romps of the 60s on through Porky's and even the John Hughes movies of the 80s. And then that last wave of teen sex comedies that hit after American Pie broke in 1999. So they were parodying all those movies. And it's a fun, cool movie, but Serena Vincent plays a foreign exchange student whose character is named Ariola, which is pretty funny. And is and it's kind of like a takeoff on Shannon Elizabeth as Nadia in American Pie, the way she has the accent, the whole thing. So just like how Nadia's whole purpose in American Pie is to be sexy and French and get naked, the big joke here is that Serena Vincent is completely naked at all times, including when she goes to school. So this whole movie, so like there were so many great nude scenes from this, but I mean, I just chose one scene at the 10-minute mark when you first see her. But those are real, Andrea, and she walked around in front of, I don't know how the hell she did this scene, this movie, but she did. She was completely, she never wore clothes the whole movie, and it's fascinating to watch again. And here's what's interesting. Serena Vincent, I don't know if the show's still on, but like within the last 2 or 3 years, she was on that Stuck in the Middle, which is a family comedy. I think she's the mom on that show with six kids. And she's like on like a Disney type show now, but in that movie, she was completely naked and for the whole film. And it's really quite amazing. It reminds me of when Matilda May in Life Force in 1985, where she just walked around nude the whole movie, never wore a stitch of clothing. And that was Serena Vincent, which is number 10 on my list.
Well, let me tell you, as an actress, it's no wonder how she could do this. I mean, look at her. I mean, her body is pretty much to me perfection. I can't find any flaw in it at all. So if this is how any female is looking, they would proudly be walking around cast, crew, take after take, totally naked. I mean, she's ridiculous.
Yeah,
she's
really perfect. Is. It's spectacular. So yeah, and now that I'm looking at it, I already want to move her down on my list. But you have to remember too that she wasn't, you know, she was like an unknown at the time, and still to this day isn't very famous, but just a spectacular nude debut from Serena Vincent.
So wonderful body. Yeah, I'm shocked she was not, and she probably was propositioned to be a playmate because she's got that look.
Because those are real too. Yeah, I know.
Her butt, like I'm even looking like her back, her butt, her thighs, her arms. Like I'm just like blown away. She's perfect. She's perfect. Yeah,
it's awesome. So number 9 on my list is one of my favorite lesbian scenes of all time. It's super hot. It's Piper Jennifer Perabo and Jessica Paré in Lost and Delirious from 2001 at the 28-minute mark. And Lost and Delirious, Andrea, is this indie coming-of-age drama about two teenage girls. They're at a boarding school, Piper and Jessica, and they fall in love and fall out of their clothes and fall into bed. And it's really a hot, hot scene. And you would know Jessica Paré is Don Draper's secretary turned wife on Mad Men. And oh my God. And Andrew, I don't know if you ever had a teen lesbo love affair, but my God, this was like what I would imagine if two hot high school girls had a lesbian scene. This, you know, this is what I would fantasize it to be, because this is one of the greats of all time in Lost and Delirious. They're at this boarding school, and it's really crazy.
Let me just tell you, check. And
okay. Yeah. I figured. you check a lot of boxes. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, isn't that the truth? No. And Jessica Paré, correct me if I'm mistaken, but I think, wasn't she the beautiful hot babe in a Hot Tub Time Machine?
Yes, I was going to get to that, because you got
You taught me that.
That was in 2010, so that was about 9 years later. But she was the girl in the hot tub with Craig Robinson. But yeah, so you saw her on Mad Men, you saw her, but before all of that stuff, Hot Tub Time Machine, she did this movie Lost and Delirious, and she's just so gorgeous. And as is Piper Perabo, who is the lead bartender named Jersey in Coyote Ugly from the year before. So she was kind of a big name when this movie came out. So really special moment, really hot stuff. Piper Perabo and Jessica Paré, Lost and Delirious, my number nine best nude scene of 2001.
You know, and at this time in my life, I really thought Piper was like the most beautiful girl ever.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So to see her in a scene like this is mind-blowing.
Yeah, no, I got you. It's really cool.
And now it's time for our StreamMate Cam Model Spotlight of the Week, and we have the super fun, super beautiful, super funny Amy Sativa. Hello, gorgeous.
Hello. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh, we are so excited to talk to you. So I want everyone to know before they start getting on their computers and start searching, it's Amy with two Y's.
Yes, two Y's.
Was that your given name, or did you pick two Y's? And if so, why?
Quite honestly, growing up, I always had a habit of adding an extra letter to the end of everything I said. If I said, hey, it had two Y's at the end.
So interesting. Interesting. All right. Well, beyond that, you have an amazing bod. You're 5'6", totally tiny, 113 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes, C-cup boobies, and you're natural, yeah?
I am, yes. All natural.
Gotta love that. Now, I think what's really cool, and Skin, tell me if you've ever seen this before in any kind of non-explicit content.
Okay.
Have you ever seen anyone hula hooping naked?
No, I was wanting to get to that. I'm very intrigued by hula hooping naked.
Okay, because Amy doesn't just hula hoop naked, she gets nasty naked. Amy, fill us in on what you do, girl.
Well, I love to hula hoop, and I love to multitask and try to challenge myself. So I can actually hula hoop from my neck all the way down to my legs, pull a leg out, and then I can masturbate at the same time while hula hooping on one leg.
No. Wow. No.
Yeah, it's quite a treat. I'm kind of like a circus.
Yeah. Where did you take classes for that?
I learned all by myself, actually.
Wow. And then what's the easiest way to pleasure yourself when you do that? And what's the most, what gets the best fan response when you do that?
Literally everything. These guys are crazy once I take out the hula hoop, because it's so different and unique. You don't get to see that all the time. So I hear a lot that I have made people develop many different fetishes, and one of them being a hula hoop fetish.
Oh, what are some of the other fetishes that you've turned people on to?
Iced coffee drinking.
Really? You're creating like coffee addicts all over the world.
I am a huge iced coffee addict. I have to have an iced coffee every single morning, even throughout the winter.
Do you have cream with that coffee?
Oh, you bet your ass I do. Awesome, though. Actually, just last week, one of my regulars dared me and tried to challenge me, told me that I could not ride my tremor, hula hoop around my neck, and sip my coffee at the same time. And I did that with a smile.
What was the first thing you said? Something, what?
A tremor.
Yeah, what's that?
It's like a ride-on toy that you can strap on top of it, and it moves all over the place, so you can kind of ride it and do your thing.
Okay, so you're riding a big, huge toy. How do you hula hoop? Like on your arm or something?
I hula hoop around my neck.
Holy balls, Skin.
Jesus,
like,
this is...
She's a one-woman circus.
America's Got Talent.
Hell yes! If I could be naked there, I would be on that show.
This is like Fuck de Soleil, man.
Like, very good, crazy. Andrea. I like that.
Sorry, I'm learning from the best. So I'm so intrigued by you because you're so pretty. You're so funny. You're so, like, I don't know, talented in the weirdest ways. What are you into? What do you like to do aside from what the guys like you to do?
Quite honestly, I love to do it all. I just love to entertain. That's my thing.
Oh, I love that.
I always love to entertain. Not so much like in the real world, face to face. I'm not really good with people like that. I like to be the online entertainer. Doesn't matter what you ask me to do. I'll do it with a smile. I've done puppet shows for camp shows before.
Okay, you know, this is a good question. What is the weirdest shit you've done on cam for streaming?
Like, done myself or had to see and like, be in
either or. Either or.
Yeah, we love that. That's our favorite question. We want to hear the weirdest and strangest thing you saw while camming.
I get a lot of strange guys, and they're actually my favorite because it's, once again, I love the uniqueness. It's new, it's different. That's exciting to me. So I get a lot of guys that dress up like women, and it goes well beyond that. Like, I thought I saw everything until, I don't know if you guys are going to appreciate me saying this right now, but I thought I saw everything until I saw a guy actually hover over a bowl, and he shit in the bowl and then ate it, and I
had
a smile on my face and go, ooh, yum, you know, keep eating it.
Wow.
Oh, it's horrible.
Whatever turns you on, right, Andrea?
Whatever floats your boat. It's like, you heard my reaction. I'm not into that. Nope. I'm actually, like, kind of terrified of that. But people are into some weird shit.
Yes, they are.
And their own shit.
God, who are they kissing at the end of the night?
Ew!
Oh, boy.
Okay,
you didn't think about that one.
No. Nope. But so, Amy, have you ever had anyone to ask you to get involved in anything like that? Because I would assume you'd say no on the receiving end.
They try it all, and that's not my thing. I always tell them, if you want to do it, by all means. Like, I don't do anal. So when these guys, they try to pressure me to be like, oh, do anal. No, if you want to fuck your butt for me, you can.
Girl, you have the best, like, outlook and attitude.
Great energy.
Your energy is amazing. It's clear why you are so successful on StreamMate. You are so much fun. So everyone, check out Amy. Amy with two Y's, Sativa. You can also follow her on Twitter if you want, you know, Amy 2Y Sativa XXX, and keep up. I mean, you are so much fun. So thank you so much for talking with us, and we wish you the very best.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Amy.
Of course.
Have a good one. Day.
On the number 7, and again, or no, wait, did I skip one? Yeah,
eight.
Number 8.
Eight is
my
God,
I'm so excited. I jumped ahead. But number 8 on my list is Rachel Miner in a movie called Bully. And Bully is kind of like it's a fact-based movie about these teenagers doing horrible things in Florida. So it was based on this true story in Florida that happened in the late 80s, early 90s. And it's directed by Larry Clark, very controversial director who he had made, like, in 95, he made the NC-17 Teen Shocker Kids. That was a movie that introduced us to Rosario Dawson and Chloe Sevigny. So he's the guy that did that. So Bully is right up there as far as graphicness and young actors and actresses in this movie. It's very very controversial, and and Rachel Miner had a bunch of scenes in this. I chose, you know, one scene in particular, but there's so much great nudity in this. And here's a little trivia. So Rachel Miner mm-hmm. who you could see in the scene having sex with this guy. Very graphic, as you could see.
Very graphic.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of the years she was married to him. If she was married to him during this, I can't remember. But I think she had already divorced Macaulay Culkin. But she was married to Macaulay Culkin for a couple years. I think it was before this movie came out. So, yeah, it was 98 to 2000.
Got so, how about you. That? Yeah, I was wondering how I knew that name. Has she done anything else, really, since Bully?
She's done a few things, but, she's not
but like nothing
a,
like that.
Yeah, no. And she's not, nothing super famous she's been in, or she didn't have like a huge career or anything, but it is pretty cool. So she was married to Macaulay Culkin, then does this movie, and the sex scenes in this movie are very realistic, very graphic, and very awesome. So Rachel Miner, number 8 on my list of the best nude scenes of 2001.
Right on.
So number 7, this was cool because this was a really big deal when, my website was a couple years old, and when this hit, people went nuts. It's Christina Ricci in Prozac Nation. And
I don't know that I'm familiar with this movie.
Oh my God. So Christina Ricci, she of course started as a child actress, most famously probably for playing the goth girl Wednesday in the Addams Family movies. And what happened was, much like Alyssa Milano, where they were childhood stars and all of a sudden you see them in a movie as a grown up, and they're not only grown up, they're grown out. And in Christina Ricci's case, she had these big boobs. She's a small girl. She's tiny.
Tiny.
Yeah. And she did this nude scene. She had some depression issues, and there's a scene where she's just sitting topless on the bed, actually completely nude, and the camera kind of pans around her, and everyone freaked out, like, oh my God, little Wednesday from the Addams Family has these huge boobs now, and it's fantastic. And it was really talk about getting out of depression when you'd see this. It was awesome. So yeah, Christina Ricci and Prozac Nation, number 7 of my best nude scenes of 2001.
Yeah, she's something else, and she never ceases to amaze me with all the nudity she's done in her career.
Yeah, and she's gone on to do a lot of great stuff, but again,
looking back,
really, really crazy. So, okay, so number 6 on the best nude scenes of 2001 is Laura Herring and Naomi Watts in Mulholland Drive, which is a David Lynch movie. Yeah, and it was... I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure it was his last big theatrical hit from David Lynch. And then he got back in the TV with this new season of Twin Peaks. I don't think he had any big hits, but Mulholland Drive was a pretty big movie for him. A lot of people saw it. And he's always known for pushing the boundaries in his movies with sex and nudity. I remember like Isabella Rossellini in Blue Velvet, Laura Dern in Wild at Heart, Patricia Arquette in Lost Highway. He would always try to get some really good nude scenes into his movies. And when he does them, he does them well. And there's a scene at the 2-hour and 1-minute mark where Laura Herring and Naomi Watts hook up, and it's so hot. But there's a really interesting thing here, Andrea. So if you were at if you saw this in the theater or saw it on video or DVD for about 10, well, about for the first like 12, maybe even longer, it's about 13, 14 years, when Laura Herring took her towel off and was getting in the bed to join Naomi Watts, they like blurred out her bush. It's the weirdest thing. And I remember people on the internet going nuts because everyone was like analyzing it and be like, where did her bush go? It's like blurry, or they did something and it didn't seem right.
I remember you and I talked about this.
And it's really weird because it's full frontal nudity. It's a little dark, but it's full frontal nudity, but her bush is blurred out. And you're like, what the heck did they do? So what finally happened in 2015, they re-released Mulholland Drive on Blu-ray and they corrected it, and the blurry is gone, and you could see Laura Herring get in, and there CP just put up there. Yeah, it was the weirdest thing, Andrea. So you definitely want to get the Blu-ray version of Mulholland Drive.
Good, looking out.
So you don't. And by the way, Laura Herring was the first. This is interesting. You could even see it on YouTube. Bob Barker handed her the crown of Miss USA 1985. She was the first Latina to win Miss USA back in 1985. And
Yeah,
Laura Herring, the girl that's with Naomi Watts in this great lesbian scene, number six on my list of best nude scenes from 2001. She actually was a Miss USA from Texas. It's pretty cool.
I love that. I love that when, you know, these title holders do nudity. There's something about it that just makes me so excited. Right. I don't know if it's because it's so taboo for that kind of realm of the entertainment industry, but I love it.
Yeah, so now she's Miss TNA. Yeah,
much better title.
Yeah. Anyway, so let me get to number five, because this is really a daring nude scene by Emily Mortimer. It's Emily Mortimer in Lovely and Amazing. I believe that's Dylan McDermott. I'm embarrassed. I don't know, but if I remember correctly, that's him laying in bed talking to her. And so in the scene, they're in bed together. She gets up completely naked from bed. And she wants an honest opinion from her boyfriend. She's going to stand in front of him by the fireplace, completely nude.
Bold,
and get the eval. And she doesn't want him to be nice, be honest. And it's funny because he actually says she needs to trim the bush, which, you know, I was very upset about at the time. But yeah, that's his big complaint, because you could see she's like a beautiful skinny girl with big natural boobs. And obviously she has a big bush. But yeah, he tells her to trim the bush. So it's, Dermot Mulroney. So he's the guy that tells her to trim the bush. But look at her just standing there. Really a daring nude scene from Emily Mortimer. I just love the scene.
Daring.
Yeah.
Any actress to stand there full frontal at length to be scrutinized by her boyfriend in a scene is ridiculous. It's fearless. It's brave. But it's like, if you're into that waif look, that tiny twiggy look, I mean, this girl, we mentioned Christina Ricci was tiny. This girl makes Christina Ricci look average size.
Well, but
like,
she's taller. She's tall, but she's just super skinny. And she's also, she has a British accent. She's from the UK. I just think she's so sexy. Great nude scene.
Absolutely. And to be that thin with that size boob is sensational.
Yep. Big fan. So Emily Mortimer, Lovely and Amazing, my fifth best nude scene of 2001. Now, number four is so freaking hot. You could watch this forever. It's Maribel Verdú in Y Tu Mamá También. Now, Y Tu Mamá También means "and your mother too." And it's meant to sound like an insult teenage boys would say to each other, you know, like, your mother. And it's keeping with the two male leads of the movie. So, okay, so this is a Mexican film, and it became a huge international hit in 2001. And the plot is basically these teenage boys, they go around banging these hot young chicks until they hook up with Maribel Verdú, an older woman who's angry at her cheating husband. So she meets these boys. She menage a trois them at the hour and 32 minute mark. And Andrea, this is so freaking hot. These boys can't believe it. She's on her knees blowing both of them. Then, you know, the scene you're seeing here, they're like, one's sitting on the bed, pulling down her panties. She's topless, making out with one. The other guy's eating her out. This to me is one of the very hottest scenes I've ever seen in a mainstream film, and it's Maribel Verdú and Y Tu Mamá También, my third or my fourth best nude scene of 2001.
This was one of those movies that I remember we all wanted to go see because of this. We didn't give two fucks about this movie, but we heard
you wanted
about
to see the scene.
See this, and it's bringing back so many fond memories. It's hotter now to me that I can actually like appreciate it, watch it over and over and over again. Because you know, the first time you see something like this, it happens so fast, and you're too embarrassed to tell your friends, "Hey, rewind it." This is ridiculous. Her body is phenomenal. The eroticism of the scene is
The fact that she's an older woman with two younger guys. It's really
the
hot too. She's
the
cheating on her. She's cheating on her husband, but he was horrible to her, and she's like just wants some not even revenge just wants to be with someone they actually appreciate. It's just so freaking hot. So that's number four on my list. But there's three nude scenes from major stars that were without question the three biggest nude scenes of 2001. And I'm going to start with number three. It's Halle Berry and Swordfish.
And
you gotta understand, Swordfish came out on June 10th of 2001. And the big thing that we all talked about, I remember talking about on the radio a million times, was Halle Berry was paid $250,000 to show her boobs in this movie. You know, she had done a movie called Introducing Dorothy Dandridge a year or so before on HBO, where she got partially nude. She was dead in a scene. You could see her butt and stuff and a nip slip. But this was our first real look at one of the most gorgeous actresses in Hollywood, topless. And it really is memorable. People remember it. Nobody remembers anything else about the movie Swordfish except for Halle Berry's skinny or topless scene where she drops the book and shows her boobs at the 38-minute mark. That is the key moment of Swordfish and my third favorite nude scene of 2001.
I couldn't agree with you more. I remember seeing this movie several times, and I don't remember shit about this movie except for this.
What else would you remember? Right.
Something about Swordfish.
Yeah.
Some being a password, I don't know, maybe. I could be wrong.
Yeah, but what a just amazing scene.
She is descriptive of herself. You say Halle Berry topless, all her glory. That's all we have to say. Perfect.
Right. Right. Perfection. And that's, by the way, that's Hugh Jackman, no pun intended, standing in front of her, that she drops the book and shows the boobs. So, Halle Berry and Swordfish. Yeah. One of the great nude scenes ever. It's number three on my list of 2001. Now, my number two nude scene is a movie that I have to say could be the hottest sex scene between two major stars in the history of film. It's Angelina Jolie in the Original Sin from 2001, and that's Antonio Banderas there. And you got to remember, back in 2001, he was actually a really, really big star. And this movie, which is weird, the movie actually did pretty crappy at the box office. They released it like 2,200 theaters and made like $16 million, something ridiculously bad. And it was crazy because Angelina Jolie, and by 2001, after she did Gia in 1999, the HBO movie, was a huge star. And she was probably at the time the most famous celebrity in the world. And this is very graphic, this sex scene with her and Antonio Banderas. Skinston classic without question, but also very graphic. And she was very nude. And this is one of the great sex scenes. Like I said, I'm trying to think of stars of equal level of celebrity doing something as hot and graphic as this, and
Billy Bob. I mean, I can't think of anyone. But
Billy Bob was nowhere near
Antonio Banderas.
Not in celebrity status. I mean, he's more of a secondary actor compared to where Antonio Banderas was at the time.
Totally.
But since you brought it up, I now can talk about my number one nude scene of 2001, and this will rarely happen, but the same person is in two nude scenes. I usually don't do that, but these were such iconic, famous, great nude scenes that I had to include Halle Berry in Monsters Ball at the hour and 13-minute mark. And you got to remember, here's something interesting. Technically, Monsters Ball was a 2002 movie as far as when people actually saw it.
Okay.
But what they did is, in December of 2001, they released it in limited release so it would be eligible for an Oscar. And of course, Halle Berry famously won the Oscar for Best Actress for this movie. But people really didn't start to see it until February 8th when it hit theaters in 2002. Myself included, because I did not go to see Monsters Ball in the theater in December of 2001. Now, I had heard, and it was funny because it was before the internet really kicked in and you were getting, you know, you had a lot of information, to be honest. And I remember being at our old Skin office, and I had somehow, I can't remember how, but I got a copy of Monsters Ball on videotape before while it was in theaters, like or the week it was in theaters or something, but I had an actual copy of it and I played it in my office. And at the hour and 13 minute mark, I almost fell out of my chair because I had no idea how naked and crazy the sex scene. I had to watch it like 3 times just to make sure I wasn't imagining things. Like, this sex scene is, to me, I say this all the time when I'm interviewed, but I think it's the most graphic celebrity sex scene of all time. It's not,
I think
too,
so too.
Two famous people, but as far as an R-rated mainstream movie sex scene, Halle Berry and Billy Bob Thornton in Monsters Ball is the most graphic I've ever seen. And you factor in how gorgeous she is, oof, plus everything she sees. I mean, he's banging her doggy style. She's on top. She's showing boobs. He's slapping her butt. It's like, wild.
You even get a glimpse of some puss in that one shot where she's riding.
Yeah, in the Euro. Yeah. If you get the European version of this movie, you see a little more and you can see some bush. But yeah, whatever. It's just, I can't tell you how great Halle Berry and Billy Bob Thornton and Monsters Ball is. It's always on my list of the greatest nude scenes of all time.
And, 100%.
Yeah, it's without question. And Andrew, just sitting here watching it again, you almost forget how great it was.
Dude, you know, I always forget until I see it again. And then everything you said rings with so much truth, because who else do we see, like you said, of this star caliber that's doing a sex scene like this? But that's not only graphic and this and that, but switching positions. You get to see them from all angles. Any position you've ever fantasized about putting Halle Berry in, Billy Bob puts her in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's phenomenal. I've never seen any celebrities kind of, you know, get shot from all these different angles and all these different positions ever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really great. If you have a chance, stop by MrSkin.com and watch this scene again. You owe it to yourself. It's awesome. But yeah, without question, number one nude scene of 2001, Halle Berry in Monsters Ball. If you could edit out Billy Bob Thornton, it may be the greatest scene in the history of movies. But no, yeah, no, I like him as an actor. I don't need to see him nude in this scene. But
if
yeah,
you could actually clone Halle and superimpose God. Her yeah. over
if Halle
Billy
Berry
Bob's body.
Had a strap on, doing it to herself.
Dude,
no, it is so good.
So
but yeah, that is without question number one. So as you can see, Andrea, not only was it a great year for you to graduate, but it was a great year for nudity.
You know, it's so funny because as the years progress, since we've been doing these episodes, I was so concerned that nudity wouldn't hold a candle to the nudity of the past. And it really is holding up. Yeah. It's different, but it's holding up. So
I'm holding my candle right now.
Special.
I'm holding my candle right now. It does hold up.
Is it dripping?
not
I
yet.
I prefer shooting. But,
not yet. So another phone, and I have tons more of these. I'll get to. I have so many years to get to, and we'll sprinkle these in throughout the course of the year, kind of my top 10 nude scenes of particular years.
Perfect. I cannot wait. Well, this was so much fun. Thank you for taking me back to such a magical time in my life and also a magical time in nudity. All right, Skin, we'll talk next week.
All right, Andrea, take care.
This concludes another skintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.